My dear friends in Christ Jesus, based on today's scripture, I have chosen the theme, "The Lord listens to the humble, He will not delay." God rejects the proud and gives His grace to the humble. Today's first reading from Sirach describes God as partial to the weak, listening to the cry of the oppressed, especially the powerless, orphans, and widows. God always listens to the poor and has a favorable sentence on the one who does not boast of their merits and has only poverty and mercy to rely on God. God will vindicate the rights of the wronged. We see this in today's gospel text clearly. Jesus teaches us. The Pharisee and the tax collector are in sharp contrast in their attitude to themselves, to God, and to neighbor. The boastfulness of a Pharisee does not please God because God is looking for something different. He is looking for humility and love. When we look to the backgrounds of the Pharisee and the tax collector, we know Pharisees are the people who are separated from the group of people, a sect of people who know the law, who follow the Mosaic law. And we see from that, even today's gospel, that I fast twice a week. It is there in the Mosaic law, only once a year. So they are doing more than what is necessary. And by the people, they are praised because they are so spiritual and doing what is right and just, everything good, the sight of God. And again, we see the background of the tax collector, how the people treated him. And they were also known as the robbers of Rome, for they were having a lot of tax on the people, no matter what kind of situation is, what sort of people they are living life and so on, but they have to pay the tax. They are very rigid to themselves to collect the taxes. So such kind of background from there, we know. Here, the Pharisee is having self-boastfulness. He's doing everything right, nothing wrong. And we can find no wrong with him except that of boastfulness, self-boasting. Whereas the tax collector, he knew he is not worthy and he is crying to God, "I'm not a worthy servant to enter even to this temple. And I'm not a person who pray and do not know the ritual prayer like that of the Pharisee who recite the prayers, the ritual prayers, and live a holy life. But I am a sinner. I'm an unworthy person. Please forgive me." That is his simple prayer. Out of humility, he is praying to God. And we see from today's first reading too, he is listening to the cry of the oppressed. He is listening to the cry of the humble ones. In our lives, we too make a lot of comparisons. "I'm not like that. I'm not like him. He lives a life of sinful life. I'm not like my husband. He doesn't come to the church, but I come daily to the church. I'm not like my wife, who is full of sinful life, but I live a holy life. I'm not like that of the family who never come to the church, or who never listen to God, but I listen to God and I do whatever pleasing to God, good. We make these kind of statements, like that of a Pharisee, boasting of ourselves. Who are we? We see from today's second reading, Lord is the just judge who judges. We are not the one. We live the life which God has given to us, but at the end times to judge, it is meant to God, not to us. Therefore, my dear friends in Christ Jesus, the scripture urges all of us, or advises all of us, to be humble. Look at our prayer life, how we live. And look at sometimes of our own, the sacrament of reconciliation. Sometimes when you go to the priest for confessions, we boast of ourselves. Father, I do not have any sin to say. I'm living a good life. But only this sin, this one. And that too I have done because of so and so person. Otherwise, I could have not done that sin. Let us imagine to ourselves, how boastful am I sometimes in the life which we live? Not giving any thankful and gratuitousness to God who gave us the life. For He gave us the life to live here on earth. We think to ourselves, we are the masters of our own lives. And we sometimes take upon ourselves, we can do whatever we want here on earth. We are involving sometimes in breaking relationships and not involving of the peace in the world. And for the Pharisee, prayer is important, and he prays. But his prayer is devoid of the right spirit. He seeks not God, but his own greatness, and is content with what he believes in his perfections. Just like we also think whatever we do is perfect. According to the Mosaic law, according to the commandments of the church, I do practice my ritual prayer. But on the contrary, the tax collector recognizes his misery. He wants to get out of his sinfulness, and with deep contrite heart asks God for help and salvation. At this point, his history of being a sinner loses all importance. But he is important. Wherever a person in misery raises his or her hands to God, imploring mercy, there is true prayer. We have seen down through the centuries where God stood at the side of misery. God stood at the side of the humble one. God always looked upon the poor and the one who called upon him. For Jesus, we see prayer as a mere ritual makes no sense. In today's parable, the Pharisee has observed all that is prescribed and more. Yet he stays a prisoner of his own ego. Times we too fall in this sort of egoistic situations. And thinking to one's own self, we do everything right and make ourselves as self-righteous before God and before men. But the tax collector is a sinful man, ignorant of ritual prayer, ignorant of his own self, what he has done in the past, and he is asking God's merit. And he has no merit of his own to exhibit at all. He simply lets God to enlighten him and transform him into a new being. That is why we see God loves him and tax collector goes home justified. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, as Christians, we know that a just man is one who has been justified, saved by God without regard for merit. Do we believe that firmly enough when we pray? Do we keep all our hopes into God, believing in Him that He is the soul, He is the only person who can give us the salvation? The best revealer of God and of ourselves is still prayer. And through our prayer, we can be revealed of one's own self what we are. Christian prayer consists in opening oneself with Jesus to the Father. To pray means to have the security of meeting the Father who listens to us and loves us. Only the real self can meet the real God, not the self-boastfulness, not the person who has egoistic centeredness. A masked or a pretentious person, he can't meet the God. Being pretentious in front of the priest or in front of the others, that we are so good, so righteous, so prayerful, and so good, everything in all we do, is not sufficient. We are answerable to God. We need to be real to ourselves. We need to show our real face to God and live our life according to the merit that God is giving to us. And a masked and pretentious self cannot meet the real God, because we should pray humbly with purity and sincerity of heart, with childlike trust in God. Let us ask for this grace so that we be the true people at the sight of God through our genuine prayer. In our genuineness, we meet our God. Being genuine to ourselves and asking for God's forgiveness, that's where we go home justified like that of a tax collector.